say I'm pretty jealous of my co-host of Information Radio, Terry McLeod, because this week he got to talk to David Cassidy. Cassidy, of course, is one of the all-time biggest teen heartthrobs, star of the 1970s hit The Partridge Family, and he spent Valentine's Day in Winnipeg.
I have to say, this is not something I ever expected to be able to say in my life. Good morning, David Cassidy. I'm a little starstruck here, I have to tell you.
Oh, please.
How does
you
it make
you say that to all your guests?
No. But the thing is that I wasn't a fan of all my guests when I was, you know, watching television in the early 70s, and there they were. And then there you were for 4 years on television, such a major figure in my life.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I get a lot of wonderful feedback from people, and I'm really very fortunate that my career has flourished so long, and the Partridge Family continues to be just one of those classic shows that everybody that was alive and for the next 20 years afterwards that have watched it in its reruns and its other incarnations. But, you know, for many years I went out on doing different projects as a writer producer, and I did over 2,000 shows in Las Vegas, and I've done 3 Broadway shows. So, for a long time, probably a decade, I hadn't sung any of my hits, and for the past few years, I've been out all over the world touring, and I'm going to bring, since I've never performed in Winnipeg, bring my band, and we're going to do a lot of the early Partridge Family stuff, from I Think I Love You to. Come On, Get Happy, all the rest of it.
Everybody knows the words to those songs.
It's
when I was talking in the office outside, it was just everyone could sing all the words.
I know. It's amazing. I'll tell you, some of the people that have come up to me that you would never expect. Katie Couric walked up to me in the green room when I did her show when she was on the Today Show. And, you know, she's an anchor now of CBS News. And she walked up and went, I'm sleeping in right in the middle of a good dream, like all that once I wake up from something that keeps knocking in my brain. And she went on to point me in the direction of Albuquerque and just talking it.
Yeah.
And then she went, I'll meet you halfway, you know, on and on and on. I woke up in love this morning. And she didn't stop for 5 minutes. It was just, I was staggered by it. She said, I just wanted you to know that's how much of a fan I am.
Has your voice changed from back then?
Yeah, it has. From singing so much live, I always sang live in the studio, but at 19, your voice is not terribly mature. You know, I always sang my whole life, and I was, you know, always chosen as the soloist in the choir and all the rest of that stuff growing up. And I have more of a range now than I ever did. I can sing probably harder, longer, bigger, all the things that you would hope would happen, and it's higher, so I still do everything in the same original keys. I love to play, and for me, it's such an amazing joy for me to go, particularly places I haven't been or haven't visited in, you know, 25 years.
Will all those fans who love you here get to see you beyond your casino performances here? Will you be signing autographs somewhere?
You mean will I be standing on a corner?
Yes.
You know, with a cup? It's wind chill minus 21, I understand, today.
No, it's worse than that, actually.
It is?
Yes.
How could it be worse than that?
Well, it was minus 30, you know, and it was in the it was in the minus 40s a few days ago.
No, it wasn't.
But it's a dry cold, though.
What?
It's a dry cold. Just say that to someone.
It's a dry cold. Yeah, I lived in Vegas.
Yeah.
I guess I should feel really very flattered that apparently ticket sales are so good.
People went berserk. They've added a second show. It's like
I know it's a great thing, and I am honestly very honored by the fact that people still love and care for what I do, and I think it's going to be a blast. Come and you know, warm yourself up, and we'll blow the roof off that.
And
place.
I think they love you.
Well, I think I love them too.
All right, have
God
a lovely time. All righty, thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, be still my heart, David Cassidy. You should have seen the CBC reporters swooning around. Now, after we heard from the one-time heartthrob, we asked you, who makes your heart race?
Hi, Brad Tyler.